Now, Sophie, here's one for you, which has been sent in from Katie.
Most of us have probably encountered a two-timer on the dating scene. But what about animals? Do they ever cheat the rules?
Poor old Katie. Sounds like she's had a rough time. What do you think?
Oh, dear Katie. Well, actually, yes. For the most part, in the animal kingdom, polygamy is the name of the game. So animals mate multiply. From a male's perspective, that makes sense because, as I said earlier, sperm is cheap to make. They're very small cells, and males can fertilise multiple females. So from an evolutionary standpoint, in getting genes into the next generation, for many animals, it makes sense for males to mate multiply. But that doesn't mean that the females are losing out, because females can mate multiply too. They can mate once and get some genes for their offspring, but they could maybe mate twice and get some better genes for their offspring. In some animals, females can store sperm, so they can actually let sperm competition sort it out.
And bees do that, don't they? Because I was gobsmacked when a bee expert, when I interviewed him at the University of Western Australia, said that the queen bee, in some cases, mates once and can store sperm for years and continue to fertilise offspring from that one-off mating. Mm-hmm. With many, many males.
Indeed. I mean, in the hive, that's her family. They're all very genetically related to her. She won't want to mate with any males that enter that hive because they'll be her sons. But yeah, many insects can store sperm for a long time. So it's not a bad thing if you then mate with another male, because you might get some new sperm or better ones. So you get better quality offspring. And they might be compatible genes as well, which make for better offspring too. Well, you might be able to provision them with different immunities. So if a disease breaks out, you don't lose all of your offspring because you've mated with multiple males who offer different immunities through their genes. But you do get genuine cheats as well. So some animals can offer nuptial gifts as a kind of mating gift to a female.
What?
Food is a good nuptial gift.
Always works.
Food, flowers, that sort of thing. Food is great because females have to produce offspring, so they need a lot of energy to make a baby or an egg. So males can give females nuptial gifts involving food. And there are some famous examples in spiders where they wrap the gift in silk and the female has to unwrap it. And while she's unwrapping the gift, her present, he gets to mate with her. So the more well-wrapped that is, the longer the mating, he transfers more sperm. But some of these cheating male spiders will wrap something that isn't actually food.
Oh,
so
that's
a bit of
awful.
A leaf or a twig that he's found, and that's a real cheat, really.
And does the female pay him back by eating him, which seems to be what most spider females do to the male?
If he's not quick enough, then yes, that can happen.
So how quickly does she discover and become disappointed?
Well, it will be, you know, on opening the gift. But sometimes males want to be eaten. In some spiders, once they've mated twice, they actually lose the ability to mate again. So they may as well sacrifice themselves. And then the protein that makes their bodies will make more eggs containing their gene. So that ultimate sacrifice can be really good for him.
That really is the ultimate sacrifice, isn't it? Thanks for that wonderful answer, Sophie.